Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss a multitude of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Specifically, much of what we share here is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. On this episode, I am super excited to have my first interview on this platform with a friend and colleague, Don Hunter. He's going to talk a little bit about the importance of balance, specifically the importance of health in the mix of balance in our life. Hope you enjoy this interview. All right, cool, man. Well, hey, Donald, thank you so much for joining the show. Very happy to have you here. First off, let the people know who you are and a little bit about your background.
Well, first, bro, I want to say congratulations on your podcast. Am I your first guest?
You are the first guest, so congratulations to you.
This is monumental, man. I appreciate that. Just to give the people, tell a little bit about myself. My name is Donald Ashad Hunter, and the reason why I give my full name is because depending on where you met me in life, you know, you either know me by my first, middle, or last name. So that's why I usually spell out my whole name. So currently, I'm a project manager at Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield. I work in our healthcare improvement division. I'm also a husband, a father, a brother, son, uncle, volunteer, and I actually also do some occasional acting on the side. So you may have seen me in some maybe an M&T video or you know it's one of these training videos. So I do that on the side as well.
Absolutely. So you wear a lot of different hats, and definitely have seen your face all through our building at Excellus. And I know you do a lot of the community work as well. So you wear a ton of hats. And on this podcast, we like to talk about the importance of balance. So I just love to hear your story around balance and with you being in healthcare improvement and seeing you out in the community and the programs that you support. You're all about that health life and about that balance of everything else you got in your life, but making sure health is top of mind. So I know there's some nuggets that you could share with our listeners around the importance of balance and specifically the importance of health in that balance mix. So go ahead and just share your story. We would love to hear about it.
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, I wear a lot of hats. Just to give you a brief history of where this all started. So at the age of 26, I grew up playing a lot of sports, and when I started had my first child when I was 23, life started to slow down a bit. So I wasn't as active as I used to be, and it was one routine checkup. I went to the doctor. I think I might have been around 25, 26, and they told me I had high blood pressure. Like it was off the charts because it raised. They were looking at me like, "Are you okay?" So that sparked over the next several years, me going to the doctor twice a year to get my blood pressure checked. Throughout that process, I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do I, make my health better than what it was, or increase my my levels, or make sure my levels were down a bit as far as my blood pressure. Trying to think of ways and, cardio, us men, when we go to the gym, we tend to hit the weights and, disregard all the cardio.
Exactly.
Equipment.
You got to buff up.
Right. So I started hitting the pill, and I noticed how things started to get better. Like my blood pressure was going down. I had more energy. A lot of the fat that I was gaining or was coming off my body. So while this all was happening, things are starting to pick up a bit throughout the job as well. I'm discovering new passions. I'm discovering acting on the side. I'm having more kids, so.
You got a lot going on at one time.
A lot was going on. And I just remember somebody telling me, because I was telling them about my story as far as blood pressure. And someone told me, you cannot do the things that you're called to do if you're not healthy. And since then, it just always stuck with me. So, no matter where I'm at or what I'm doing, I always prioritize and make sure that I at least get about 20 minutes of cardio in, if that's 3 to 4 times a week or whatever it may be. I try to at least incorporate more cardio and less weights throughout my workouts.
So how do you go about doing that? Do you purposefully put that on your schedule, or do you just say when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to do this today? Like, how do you make sure that it happens?
Usually what I do is I'll set aside some time. So I look at my calendar to see what's going on. You know, if I got to go out to a basketball game, if I got any after work activities I got to be a part of, or if my meetings are jam packed, I'll usually prioritize my workouts, looking at my schedule for the week. So usually most of the time I'm able to do maybe 20 minutes after work. And thankfully we have a gym in-house at work. You know, I can do 20 minutes right after work and then get out of there, or I can do it on my lunch hour. Or, you know, sometimes I've even done it in the morning. I'll run outside here in the morning, or, you know, I'll do it, around maybe late evening. I'll get out here and run in the neighborhood. So, it's never an excuse. Like, I always hear people using an excuse, well, I'm too busy to do this, I'm too busy to, you know, do that. You know, it's never an excuse. You can fit it in, because, you know, like someone else said, like, no one's busier than Don.
I wear all these hats. You are a busy man. You are a very, very busy man.
So, like, there's no excuse for anybody to get out there and incorporate cardio or whatever it may be into their life.
Right. And Donald, you're married, you have three beautiful daughters, and you have other family that you take care of. I mean, you got a lot, man.
Yeah.
You got a lot. So you end up fitting it all in every week.
Yep. So it's prioritizing. Again, it's cutting out the things. So you won't find me sitting around scrolling through Facebook or Instagram much, or what I used to do back in the day was, you know, be heavy into like the NBA 2Ks or PlayStation or that, like, you know. So you'll find that I'm not doing that at all. You know, it's all about prioritizing and, you know, making sure like I'm doing what's important, you know, making sure those things are cut in my schedule or in my schedule, and then cutting out like the things that are not.
That's excellent. So you really know what your goals are, and you have your schedule that's aligned to that. That's the previous episode on the podcast we talked about. If it's really a goal, then it'll make sure it's part of your budget and your schedule. So on the budget side, how is your health fitting into your budget?
Oh, so that's actually it's good, because again, you know, we actually, and to take a step back a bit, my wife and I did I want to get this right, plant-based diet. I don't want to say vegan, a plant-based diet we did last year. And that actually sparked a lot within our family too. We started to realize, again, the energy that we were starting to have, more energy we were getting, weren't feeling as bloated. So it started up something where we would have like maybe no, well, now we're having maybe meat once a week, if that,
wow.
You know, so it's just those lifestyle changes. Yes, it's expensive to, you know, cut out all the bad stuff, but, you know, if you balance it out, it's all good. You'll still see like your health will still you'll still be in good health, having good balance.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, it's a priority to you. So you make sure that's part of your budget. That's part of your plan. So, you're very purposeful and intent, and you have you're intentional about how you go about operating. So that's excellent, Don. Yeah. Hey, man, this has been some really, really good nuggets. How can the people who want to follow up with you, how can they contact you? What would be the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me on LinkedIn. I'm at Donald A. Hunter. Also on Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at DAHunter81. You can find me on that platform. So I mentioned I'm not normally on social media, but I do see and I do reply to direct messages. So if anybody wants to reach out to me that way, feel free to.
Excellent. Hey, Don, is there one more thing that you want to share with the listeners here? There's one piece of advice you want to share on a parting note?
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned, you know, wearing many hats. So I would leave by just to summarize it all. I would say, you know, we all juggle many projects, titles, you know, et cetera. So I think it's very important to learn how to balance and prioritize. Most importantly, we need to factor in our personal health and make sure that is your main priority. Because again, like I said, as someone once told me, if you are not healthy, you cannot do the things that you're called to do.
That is so true, Don. And man, I appreciate those words of encouragement, those words of wisdom. I hope our listeners really took that to heart. So, Don, thank you again for being our first ever interview on the Live Long Prosper podcast.
What an honor.
It's been a pleasure. Appreciate
thank you,
brother.
You, bro.
All right. So there you have it, everyone. Our first podcast interview is in the books. Special thank you to Don Hunter for taking the time out to be our first interviewee and for sharing those nuggets around the importance of balance and especially the importance of health in helping us realize our goals and being who we are called to be. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. As always, we hope that you took something from this. Until the next time, live long and prosper.